This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was always skeptical, never believed in ghosts, questioned everything. That is, until February 23rd, 2012.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you've got one, we would like you to share it with us. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Being a premium subscriber is up to you. Here's what you would get: an ad-free version of the show, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive, which is well over 5,000 episodes. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Here's Craig with me today. How's it going?
Hello. It's going well. It's going well. So what happened in 2012?
I know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Isn't that funny that you could be like a skeptic until that one day?
Yeah.
And you remember, that one day.
Wow.
That's,
I guess,
so
they say, you know, you remember the day that you met that special person in your life. If it's something that sticks out, I guess.
I mean, you probably remember the day you met Christy, right?
I do.
Do you remember the actual
Christmas Day, 1988?
See? And so, yep, you know, that's his wife. So, you know, when something significant happens, and I guess, you know, if it's a paranormal experience and it was that one day, you
life-changing event, it would, yeah, true.
Kind of changed your life. Because I know when I was a kid, we just moved into that house. So I don't remember when I realized this was something other than what I had ever heard about. Like, why are people walking around in our house when we're in bed? Who are they? What are they doing? Why are they scaring us? I don't remember any of that. I just remember,
when you're a kid, you're not looking at the calendar unless you're counting down days of school that are left or something like
that. Yeah, or days to Christmas.
Yeah, true.
And I think this is interesting because, like, as a law enforcement officer, as this person is, you know, you're kind of trained to look at everything kind of skeptically and not believe everything. You know, you got to gather all the information. So I think that even then you would have a different opinion on the paranormal, because it's like, well, there might be other explanations. Because you would kind of use your background in law enforcement.
Investigating things, yeah.
You know, but I have heard a lot of stories about police officers getting called into a home because somebody thinks someone has broken into their home because they hear them walking around or they're hearing the voices. And the cops come in and they're like, there's nothing here. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first time we've been called out for something like this. So here's the story. It says, I've been employed as a law enforcement officer in New Jersey for 4 years now, two of which were as a sheriff's officer. And he says in parentheses, S-O. So if I say S-O, you know, that's what it means. In New Jersey, an S-O is tasked with transporting prisoners to correctional facilities and courthouses and conducting superior courthouse and county building checks. Like many county seats, the area in which our headquarters and Superior Courthouse were located is rich in history. Before I get into the details of what I witnessed on February 23, 2012, I want to say how long I've been holding on to this story. I work alongside a brave group of men and women, but acceptance of the paranormal in a field such as law enforcement is somewhat lacking. It is only after listening to your podcast with my wife that I finally mustered the courage to draft my account. I was always skeptical of things. I never believed in ghosts. I questioned everything. All of that changed on February 23, 2012. Posted in a trial one dreary February day, the court staff headed out for their lunch. Wanting to stay in, I set up my bag lunch in a back conference room. The conference room had a long wooden table situated directly in the center of the room. The table was surrounded by 12 swivel chairs. The ceiling was a drop ceiling and had a mix of recessed fluorescent lights and incandescent pot accent lights. The quiet room was a welcome reprieve from the litigious back and forth I was accustomed to listening for hours at a time. At this point, a friend of mine came in and told me how he had purchased a few novelty ghost hunting items and he wanted to use them. Knowing myself, I'm sure I raised a sarcastic eyebrow at him, and I know at least I thought, you've got to be kidding me. But he assured me that he conducted some ghost hunts in the building before and was certain of the history of the building would lend to more. I was a captive audience. I wanted to stay dry, and I wanted even more to finish my sandwich. My friend took out a device that he said scanned through FM radio channels quickly. That would be a spirit box. His theory was that the spirit could hold the device on certain channels, essentially communicating with the listeners using the audio. He also produced an electromagnetic field meter. Finally, he asked to borrow the Maglite brand flashlight off my belt. It was an incandescent model with a single bulb and screw cap battery cover. He clicked the light on and unscrewed the cap until the bulb went out. Opening the circuit ever so slightly, he turned off the lights in the room and turned on a digital audio recorder. I think this is so bizarre because the guy just went to find a quiet place to have lunch.
Yeah.
And then this guy comes in and is like, let's do some ghost hunting. Like, how random is that?
God, I know. I mean, when you said the jury, the 12 chairs, I'm like, oh, God, this is going to get scary.
It's quick. Like a jury room.
Yeah.
It's just so strange. Like, dude, I'm trying to have lunch.
I'm trying to stay dry and eat and not be bugged.
Turn the lights back on.
Yeah.
So I guess he goes with it. So it says, the meters sat on the table. I was mostly unimpressed. I grew up with electronics. I know everything has a magnetic field, and I wasn't surprised to see the levels jumping both as he asked questions and as he remained silent. The radio scanner was obnoxious, and I felt as if a suggestible personality would only convince themselves that they were hearing something. I, for one, heard nothing. My friend went on and on. Based on his comments and questions, I was led to believe that there was somewhat of a rapport between him and the potential entity. He said things like, it's me again. You can talk to me if you'd like. And if you want to communicate, tell us your story. You can do so. The discussion took a more sinister turn when he began alluding to a violent time, at times addressing the victim and other times addressing the aggressor. Ooh, that just sounds dangerous. Yeah. My flashlight did flicker on and off once or twice. Initially, I figured this was from some sort of slight vibration on the table or that the round flashlight rolled a little bit, causing the circuit to briefly close. After what comes next, I think there was more behind the light turning on and off. And then he says the seance ended, which wouldn't exactly be a seance. I think, I don't know, but maybe he just perceived it as a seance.
Maybe, yeah.
The seance ended, and I was still more interested in my cold cuts than any ghost hunting. This is when I changed my mind on the paranormal. So this all happened on February 23rd. We turned the lights on in the room and replayed the audio. A few times during audio playback, my flashlight turned on and off again, giving me an uneasy feeling. With the rest of the lights in the room, I saw that nobody was anywhere near it. The flashlight tended to illuminate an approximate cadence with some of the questions on the tape. Then during a few seconds stretch of audio, it happened. My friend was asking about the assault, at which point he said, "If there's anybody here now, come forward." During the break in sentences, a voice unheard by us until playback clearly and concisely said, "Terrible." At that exact same time that we heard this chilling phrase over the tape, one of the recessed pot lights overhead burnt out, leaving the typical black residue on the inside of the bulb. I immediately took out my cell phone and recorded the audio recording for myself using a popular note-taking app. Due to a system issue where playback of some audio files was impossible, I only recently converted the file type to WAV. Other than this file conversion, I've not manipulated it in any way in an attempt to maintain the integrity of the file. While replaying this portion of the audio numerous times, one or two of the overhead lights flickered, only adding to the apprehension we were feeling at the time. I even tapped on my flashlight, unable to reproduce any of the flashing on my own. I've entered holding cells smaller than some walk-in closets packed with 20 of those that society have deemed too dangerous to be on the street. I've sat through trials where the most disgusting of human nature was on display for a jury to see. All of that in this 8 seconds of audio sent chills up my spine. Perhaps coincidence, but at least all of me made welcome the idea of paranormal possibilities. I hope this story serves as a way for those who don't believe to open their minds a bit. Skepticism is a Skepticism is a prerequisite in my line of work, and I can't explain what I saw and heard at all. Thank you for your time and keep up the great work. I'm not sure who sent that in. So I'm assuming a guy, so I'm just going to refer to him, but it might have been her. But what do you think about that? I do think when you hear an EVP like that, it could change your opinion on it.
Yeah, I would think so too. Yeah, and the fact that just, you know, the first kind of just brushing off the thing with the flashlight and everything, and then when things kind of, you know, noticing the changes the way,
Light burning out above your head, lights flickering.
Yeah, like everything else too. Yeah, and I just, I can see why the person's definitely open-minded to it now for sure. Did they get to finish their sandwich? Was that added in the?
I don't know that he ever did. He wanted to finish the sandwich, but after he heard that, it might be like shit.
Yeah,
can't eat now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
I don't know, what do you think about it?
EVPs are one of those things, you know, I'd like to hear it. Because so often I've heard an EVP where someone will say to me, "Listen, it says, don't go down there." And then I hear not that at all. Like, sometimes I hear it, sometimes I don't hear it. But when they say, "Don't go down there," that's what I'm listening for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, and other times,
to hear it. And when you can't hear it, it's kind of like, but I can't hear it.
Because there's other times I've heard EVPs, I'm like, what the hell was that? Because I heard one recently. We did an episode of the Grave Talks, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. But I think it's the Bolton House. It's the 1899 Bolton Street house. So on her Facebook page, I'm kind of going through, like, getting ready for the interview, doing a little digging, seeing what I can find about the house, seeing what I can find about her. So there was, she's like, there's this video, and it's like, WTF, and that's all I saw. I didn't read the rest of it. So I hit play. So I'm hitting play, and it sounded like this dog got hurt, like a yelping dog. And I was like, what the heck was that? And then I read the rest of the description and she's like, there's no dog. I don't know what that was. And then I see, you know, sometimes there's multiple comments, but one of them is right up there that you see right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, hey, this is so-and-so. I lived in the house and more than one time I saw the apparition of a small blonde dog. Ooh. And I was like, what the hell? So before I even heard what, I just saw the WTF. I didn't read the rest of it. I heard the dog yelp and that really bothered me because I'm like, oh my God, somebody heard a dog.
Oh yeah.
Go help that dog. There's no dog. Isn't that crazy? So sometimes those EVPs, and so I'm assuming this one, Terrible, was like that for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was really obvious. It was really an ominous Terrible.
Yeah. Is it the fact that, I mean, especially if you're a skeptic, you're, I mean, you might not want to hear it. And if you do hear it, it's like, okay, geez, that's,
But I do see how one good EVP would change. It's like, February 23rd, 2012, everything changed. I see how that can happen.
Exactly. Yeah, and it does suck, though, because whenever you're, it's kind of like when you look at those 3D pictures, you know, from years ago, someone's like, oh, can you see that? Can you see? And you try all you can to look for the damn thing and you can't find it. It's kind of the same way with some of these. You know, someone might hear something, but you can't hear it. And then I've had that situation before where someone's like, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm like, no, I didn't.
What? So I'm going to guess it was kind of like that dog yelping thing because that really bothered me.
Stuck out. Yeah.
Well, here is a caller.
Hi, my name is Shane. I only just recently learned about your show. I like hearing stories like this due to my experiences when I was growing up. I've written in a couple letters already, and I've only known about you for a few days now. I've got a story I was wanting to share. It wasn't a personal experience. It was one of my, from my son when he was growing up, kind of goes along the lines of y'all talking about kids being knowing of spirits, and also kind of confirms the whole deal about the house. Some houses, some properties are haunted, not maybe not just the house itself. I was at work. I heard about this from my wife at the time and her mom. I was at work when this happened. I came home from work and I heard the story walking through toward one of the bedrooms, and she kind of glanced off to the left to the kids' room where my son was about 3, if I remember correctly. And he was just sitting in the floor, kind of Indian style, looking up and talking to somebody. Like, looked like he was just kind of talking to the upper half of the wall is what it really looked like to her. And she stopped and watched for a few seconds, just kind of surprised, really. Then she asked him, who are you talking to? And he just turned to her and said, it's a lady right here. And she just walked away and left it at that. And she mentioned it to her mom, and her mom had never heard anything about that in her house. It was her mom's house. And then they, like I said, whenever I got off work, they told me about it. And they said, they asked me what I thought, and I was like, well, kind of sounds about like the house is haunted. Her mom's like, no, the house isn't haunted. It's a new house. We had it moved in here. I was like, all right, well, what about the previous house that was on this property? Do you know anything about the property? She's like, no, not really. I was like, it kind of sounds to me like something happened here on this property. something lingered after that house was tore down and y'all moved your house in. And they quietened down about it. We ain't never heard anything about it since. They never saw him talking to anybody after that, or if they did, they never mentioned it. Didn't want to hear my point of view, I guess. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that. And my son doesn't remember it. I asked him about it a few years back. He's 20 now, and he just doesn't remember anything about it. Doesn't know of any experiences after that. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call in and share that with you. And look forward to listening to more episodes. I'm an over-the-road driver, so I got plenty of time to listen to them. I appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
You know, I think that's kind of common with kids, that kind of veil between both is, you know, I think, like you and me, it's kind of a blackout curtain for them.
Yeah.
It could be more like, you know, one of those, like I have in my living room, you can kind of see through them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just think it's so interesting. But so often, you know, the kids will have the experience and then they don't remember it as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, lots of times kids will have their imaginary friends, other things like that too. And you kind of just go along with it, like, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's, you know.
I know. Yeah, and it's like,
the fact that you didn't remember is kind of crazy.
Is it an imaginary friend or who is he talking to?
Exactly. Very true. Yeah.
I would go right directly to the, this is paranormal. My kid's talking to something that isn't there. Yeah. But kids also have active imaginations. Could it be something, you know, that the kid's making up? So you kind of got to look at both things.
Yeah, that's true. And that the property thing, though, too. I mean, that's always one of those things that's always kind of creep me out, too. It's like, you know, it'd be nice to be able to know the history of the area you're in. And if there was something, whether it was a house or the land that you're on, whatever happened in that, you know, on that land before your house was even built kind of thing, too. That's always one of those things. It automatically makes me think of Poltergeist, the movie, you know, the fact that they were built, you know, their house was on, you know, that land and everything else, too. But that would, you know, that's a valid point he brought up, though. It sounded like they kind of just shrugged it off, though, when he talked about that.
I don't know, because there's been so, we talk about this all the time. There's been so many where people are like, you know, we built the house, so we don't understand why we're having activity. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like back in the day where I live now, where you live, was probably out in the country.
Yeah.
There was farming land out there. They would have buried their loved ones nearby.
Exactly. And a lot of battles from the, you know, the Native American battles and everything happened in, you know, different parts of the country. And just, I mean, there's a lot of things that could have happened.
You just don't know.
No.
It's just so interesting. But when the kids see something, I'm always like, or talking to something, it's like, is that an imaginary friend, really?
Yes. It's like, oh, how cute. Who are you talking to? Yeah.
Is that like some demon or spirit in our house?
Exactly. Should I sleep with one eye open tonight? Yes.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
East of the Pacific, making histories of Asian American art. On view now through August 16th at the Columbus Museum of Art. Featuring more than 60 works of artists of Asian descent, the exhibition explores how migration across the Pacific has shaped American art and culture. Experience the stories, perspectives, and artistic contributions that continue to influence our world. Don't miss East of the Pacific, making histories of Asian American art, now through August 16th. Plan your visit today at columbusmuseum.org.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.